He's lap back. He's trying to get around Christopher Bell as well. He'll go all the way to the bottom of the dogleg.
He will take it all the way to the apron. Blaney's got the run, but does he have enough to get up alongside Bell? At quarter entry, no. But in the middle of the corner, he's there. Bell and Blaney wheel to wheel off the corner.
Blaney has definitely turned up the wick the last several laps. He continues to pressure Christopher Bell.
And again, we are waiting on Byron Larson and Elliott to come to pit road. This battle we're calling for you is for fourth. At the moment, it is Bell, Blaney, and Joey Logano.
They come off the end of the front straightaway. Logano is fading a tad on that battle while Blaney is going to work on Bell. Takes a peek to the inside.
Blaney got right to the back bumper of Christopher Bell in turn number two. Cracked the throttle and backed off just a little bit. Now as they go to three, Bell leading by Blaney by two.
Blaney knows he doesn't necessarily have to win the race to win the championship, but he's got a good enough race car, and Mike, he would love to put a car between himself and the next driver in line.
There is no doubt about that, Alex, but he's got to get by him in order to do it. J.J. Yaley's lap car will go to the outside of the racetrack. That will leave Bell and Blaney to fight among themselves.
Some of the other slower cars that are ahead of these two of Bell and Blaney are included. Eric Jones, Jimmy Johnson, and others.
Right now, it's the 29-year-old driver from Norman, Oklahoma that we're tracking. But again, he is running in position number four. William Byron, Steve Post, he stays on the racetrack. How long can he do it?
Right now, there's nobody on pit wall. Rudy Fugel, as the other cars race past him, said, hang in there with us. We've got a plan. Hang in there with us. He just radioed on the private channel to the tire changers to adjust the air pressure on the car. So they're getting close to the pit stop. Rudy Fugel, the crew chief for William Byron, not ready to pull the trigger just yet.
No, he is not. Logano has passed him. Logano is the last car now on the lead lap in the number six position. Byron's lead now over Kyle Larson is at 4.1 seconds. Still plenty of Sunoco fuel in the tank, Jeff.
So it is William Byron, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, teammates, all of them staying on the racetrack. Hendricks, Chevrolets, Byron, Larson, and Elliott. You still got that ongoing battle between Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney. Steve Post, he's headed your way. He'll give up the lead. 45 miles an hour, agonizing, making his way now through the loop, and William Byron is headed your way.
It is a white Chevy Camaro. The Exalta colors on the hood of the car. William Byron, Rudy Fugel on top of the pit box. Here he is. 3, 2, 1, right on the signboard. You're onto the right side of William Byron's car. Right side tires are off. Look good on the right side. Now around to the left side. Pump and a half of the jack. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. There goes fuel in. And it grabs a gear. William Byron is down and away.
So Byron will try to get back up to speed as quickly as possible. His two Hendrick Motorsports teammates, Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, remain on the track. Both still need to make a pit stop, Jeff, but both of them still have some 7 seconds from third on back.
They have a number of drivers pinned a lap down. If we get a caution flag, Todd Gordon called it earlier. If we get a caution flag right now, he
is... You got it! Jay Smith is in the wall! The car breaks loose! He backs hard into the outside wall! Major contact for Zane Smith on quarter entry into turn one.
And that brings the caution flag out on the racetrack for the fourth time. Zane Smith, the Huntington Beach, California native, sitting the wrong way in front of Mike Bagley.
The car broke loose, Alex. Hard to tell if something broke or a tire gave way, but the back end swapped very quickly on that car, and he backed it in trunk first hard. When he made contact, the car stayed up against the outside wall. He rode it a bit, but he is facing the wrong way. Good news is window net is down. Zane Smith is moving after one whale of a lick into the turn one safer barrier.
The complexion of this race is about to change. There is only seven drivers on the lead lap. Byron was in danger of going a lap down. He did not. Our championship four right now go 4, 5, 6, and 7. And Kyle Larson is leading over Chase Elliott. Caution out. 60 to go.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No! What is it? Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Who comes to pit road? Who does not? That is the question mark right now. 7 drivers are on the lead lap. William Byron most recently, and he is currently sitting 7th. We know Larson and Elliott, they have to come to pit road. Bell, Blaney, Logano, Reddick, it's anybody's question.
It is indeed. There is a difference as far as the Goodyear tires go. Byron's got fresher tires, but that could force the hand of some of these other drivers. Pit lane is open. Here comes the race leader, Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott will come in. As far as the track position goes, Chris Wilner, they have got a big gap.
They certainly do, and that's courtesy of where that caution fell and all the lap down machines. So for Joey Logano, it's going to be a while back before he gets to his pit box, one of our Championship Four competitors. Kyle Larson was having struggles as he was moving up the racetrack, trying to find different lanes. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment for tires and fuel, but a timely caution for them. For Joey Logano, he said, I don't know what happened, but we need to get back to that run in stage two. We are back to square one with the handling of this race car. Very tight, had trouble getting off the center of the corner, so they're going to go back to what that stage two adjustment was. For Goodyear tires, he's already down and away, Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney is in. Going to be 4 tires, no adjustment. Pretty happy with that race car. Really happy with that race car. It fired off really, really good. Ryan Blaney, 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Christopher Bell, 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The Hendrick duo is long gone. Looks like the cars that are running there at the front of the field have cycled around. Christopher Bell going to be the first off from pit road from this group, Dylan.
Chase Elliott was still a little bit snug on that run. They made a chassis adjustment, 4 tires and fuel for him. Tyler Reddick said that he fired off tighter on that run, asked to be freed up. That's what they did. Another air pressure adjustment for Reddick.
William Byron stayed on the racetrack, new race leader. Then you've got Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and the other championship contenders. We will reset it for you when we come back from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
With the 2024 NASCAR season coming to a close, we want to thank the people behind the scenes at the Motor Racing Network. The Radio Partnerships team, Bob Quick, Valerie Gladden, Wendy Arnold, and Lisa Holman.
We'll add to that a big, huge thank you to all of our Motor Racing Network affiliates around the country. Thank you for airing NASCAR on your station wherever you may be, Alex Hayden. Without them, we have nothing.
Absolutely right. Thank you to everybody part of our radio affiliate teams. Of course, all the board ops around the country, we can't thank them enough for what they do as they sit there and make sure that their local radio station and all their fans in their area get to catch every lap of NASCAR racing, along with our great friends over at SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
We'll also send along a hello to everybody at Stage Fruit that is is here at the Phoenix Raceway with us today. All right, so this is how it plays out. There were seven cars on the lead lap. 15 of them have taken a waiver round, and we've still got more waiver round cars coming. We're up to 22 cars on the lead lap. William Byron did not pit. He's out front looking to win. And a championship.
And 56 laps to go. Kyle Larson will be second. Chase Elliott third. And Christopher Bell fourth. Ryan Blaney will line up fifth. Joey Logano sixth. Tyler Reddick will be seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Chris Buescher ninth. And Daniel Suarez tenth.
Martin Truex Jr., who led the field of the green flag, is 11th in front of Carson Hocevar. Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, and Noah Gregson top 15. Alex Bowman, Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain, John Hunter Nemechek, and Harrison Burton in his final ride with the Wood Brothers. He's 20th.
21st is Jimmy Johnson. David Gilliland is 22nd. Kyle Busch goes 23rd and Daniel Hemric 24th. Eric Jones 25th. Austin Dillon 26th. Josh Berry is 27th. 28th is Michael McDowell. 29th, Corey LaJoy. And 30th, Chase Briscoe.
31st, Derek Krause. 32nd, Justin Haley. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. It's just been a long, tough day for Ricky. He is 33rd. Kaz Grala goes 34th. J.J. Yaley still on the racetrack. He's 35th. 36th and out, Zane Smith. Same for Chad Fincham. 37th, Ryan Preece. Jeb Burton and Ty Gibbs completes the running order.
We just got the one to go. It has been waved off subsequently. The drivers did have the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in. William Byron had the first choice, and he chooses the inside lane. Kyle Larson, his teammate, goes topside. Row number two, we'll see Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott. Then row number three, those two Team Penske Fords and Joey Logano along with Ryan Blaney. Back there behind them, the next row, how about Kyle Busch and Tyler Reddick in there? Kyle Busch is, you think about Kyle Busch and the long winless drought that he's had here in the sport of NASCAR Cup Series racing. Wants to do anything and everything he can to try to get back to victory lane.
A first ballot Hall of Famer once he hangs up the helmet. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Kyle Busch has won for 19 consecutive years at this level. With the exception of this year, his last win, you've got to go all the way back to Worldwide Technology Raceway 1 year ago, 56 starts ago. Kyle Busch, the 39-year-old driver out of Las Vegas, Nevada. He is back on, or actually he is in the free pass position, like Alex said. We're getting ready to go. Lights out, Alex Hayden. It's hammer time.
Yeah, it is, as we again get the one to go. That means the field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Todd Gordon, is it your driver at 110% from here on out?
I need him at 100. I need him at 100 from here on out, yes. I think as you look at this with 55 laps to go, about two-thirds of a fuel run, need him to get all he can, get himself out in clean air, try to get us to victory lane and get us a championship.
They make their way into turn number three. They got to wait to the midpoint of the corner to get to the Geico restart zone. Hendrick Motorsports teammates on the front row. Green flag goes back in the air, and William Byron gets a good launch. Kyle Larson will try to stay with him topside as they go to turn one.
Side by side now through the dog leg. Bold move for their back. Tyler Reddick around Ryan Blaney. Trying to get around Chase Elliott. Tyler Reddick's trying to break into the top five.
Reddick trying to ride the outside lane, but here's the battle for the lead. Christopher Bell to the inside of William Byron. They're wheel to wheel.
Joey Logano looking on. Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, and others side by side. Make it three wide. Here comes Joey Logano. He's got the inside seat. Bell's in the middle.
Joey Logano's all the way onto the apron. He'll claim the lead before they get to turn number one. It's Bell and Byron wheel to wheel for second with Kyle Larson trying to stack it three wide.
You can also add Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney into this 5-6 car fight for the runner-up spot behind the leader, Joey Logano.
Logano has the advantage with William Byron behind him in second. Christopher Bell gets a good run into turn number four. He can't quite clear Kyle Larson. Now Ryan Blaney does a crossover on Larson.
Ryan Blaney rumbles out of the pocket, pulls to the inside of Larson. That's the wheel-to-wheel battle for the number four position. Blaney gets the advantage. Now they're going to go three wide. Bell and Larson to to his outside.
Larson fighting hard on the outside lane. Bell in the middle. Blaney downstairs. They remain three wide.
Bell was so good for so long, but he is stacked in the middle of a sandwich. Blaney on the inside. Larson on the outside. Goodbye, Christopher Bell. Let's follow Blaney through the dog leg.
He is all the way on the bottom. Larson's leaning on them. Now smoke rolling off those cars as they come into one. Larson gets the advantage. He'll grab third, but Blaney's trying to stay with him down low.
It's go time for all of these drivers as they exit turn number two. Give the third spot to Larson. Blaney back to fourth. Bell now in fifth.
All the while, Joey Logano has opened up a five-car length lead on second place William Byron, who in turn has another five-car lengths on this fierce battle from third on back.
And it's led by Larson. Blaney is there. Bell, Reddick, and others, including the Bubba Wallace car, who is in the mix. Stacked up from third on back, Larson has his hands full.
Blaney now going to make another charge at Kyle Larson for third. Off turn number two, he pulls right up to the back bumper of the Chevy of Larson.
And we've got Christopher Bell looking on there. Tyler Reddick and his teammate Bubba Wallace. Bubba with a good afternoon. Behind them, you've got Chase Elliott working around the outside of Kyle Busch. Joey Logano doing, crew chief, what you want him to do at this point. Get out front, pull away, and try to leave everybody behind.
Talked about in the keys of the race, you've got to take advantage of restarts. Joey Logano did that. Took those first two laps, got himself out in clean air. You put him out here, he's really good when he gets out here. William Byron, good in second. Blaney really working on Kyle Larson, still for third.
What is it about Joey Logano, Todd Gordon, that makes him one of those drivers that elevates his game in the biggest of stages?
Mentally, he has a lot of bandwidth. He has the ability to think. The race slows down to him. He can think his way through it. He can think where he wants to position himself into turn one so that when he exits turn four, he's in a better position to the guys he's racing. He really kind of is very far ahead of his race car with how he thinks through the race.
Mike Bagley, what makes Tyler Reddick a big-time player? We go back to Homestead. We had him written off right up until about two laps to go, and then an amazing pass around the outside of Ryan Blaney over in front of you. That was just a couple of weeks ago.
That was an amazing clutch performance by Tyler Reddick. It looked like Ryan Blaney had that race win in hand, but all of a sudden Tyler Reddick just stalked him, and then dropped the hammer and made the move off the end of the back straightaway coming to the checkered flag. He is in a position where he needs another clutch performance right now, because as we sit here at lap 266, he's got a lot of ground to make up to run for and win this title.
He really does, because Joey Logano continues to leg it out even more now. Logano's opened what was a five-car length lead up to 15, perhaps even closer to 20, and then another 15 car lengths back to Kyle Larson in third, who's got Ryan Blaney all over him, Jeff.
Yeah, I think Blaney recognizes right now that if he doesn't do something and do it quick, Mike, his teammate is liable to run away and hide.
He is being very patient right now, but soon that patience is going to have to come to an end. He's riding behind Kyle Larson, and Larson's just got a better car at this moment of the race.
Larson and Blaney continue to battle for third. It's the best battle inside of the top five, and it's one car length apart.
As they make their way into turn number three, again, here comes Blaney outside on Kyle Larson. Larson drives him hard, and that is certainly fair no matter what it is, especially after what we saw last week at Martinsville Speedway with some NASCAR handing down a lot of penalties. You've got to expect everyone now here to race very hard every single lap.
Yeah, you're not going to see anybody give an inch. Not anymore. We're down to 43 laps to go. Joey Logano is comfortable out front. If you're just joining us, William Byron racing him for the win and for the championship. Kyle Larson third. Ryan Blaney trying to go back to back and win a championship. He's fourth in front of Christopher Bell, the major lap leader here this afternoon at 143. But Bell has faded to fifth in front of our fourth and final championship contender, Tyler Reddick, who is sixth with 42 laps to go.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500. Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
40 laps, 40 miles to wrap up the 2024 season. It happens here at the Phoenix Raceway. We're getting down to it. Logano trying to win the race and win the championship. He is out front right now over William Byron from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
36 to go for the 34-year-old driver from Middletown, Connecticut, Joey Logano, trying to win a championship for his third time. He is leading right now the championship four. Logano first, William Byron second, Ryan Blaney running fourth, and Tyler Reddick right now is running sixth.
Why don't we find out what the latest is on the radio communication and the handling of the race cars with our championship four. This trip to pit road is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Steve Post.
William Byron runs in position number two on the racetrack and number two of the championship four drivers. Their car is good on the long run, or it was the last time. Rudy Fielder just cued the mic and said, remember, we want a long run, and this car is trending in the direction that it did the last time, and they feel like that they can possibly run down William Byron, or they can possibly run down Joey Logano. So long run is what they're looking for William Byron as he rolls around this speedway. What's the story on Tyler Reddick, Dylan Welch?
It hasn't changed much, Steve, since the start of the day. Just been trying to keep Tyler Reddick freed up for the long runs. The one challenge that we haven't really mentioned, they've been on the radio a lot to Tyler, trying to coach him to improve his minimum speed in the corners. Feels like in the center of the corner, there's some other cars that are maybe able to just roll some more speed to the center of the corner, and obviously that's going to allow them to make up some time on him. So now you have to have a good handling race car, obviously, to do that effectively, so that's been priority number one. But Reddick has just had a couple of small things where they could probably be a little bit better, and that's all the difference that it's made tonight. They run in the sixth spot right now, but fourth of the championship four, Chris.
Yeah, well, for race leader Joey Logano, looks like he's driving off in this Phoenix Sunset, but he just popped on the radio a lap or two ago and said, okay, it fired off great, but now it's starting to give up a little bit, especially center off the corner. That's where they struggled pretty much the entire afternoon. Coleman Presley on the spotter stand's been doing yeoman's work, giving not only Joey lap times, but it's gaps in lap times to his nearest championship competitors in William Byron and also Ryan Blaney. They feel like one and two is the best for this race car right now, but right now it's all management mode for Joey Logano. Maintain your gaps. We'll let you know if you need to drop the hammer here as we continue to work down toward the end of this race, Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney just got around Kyle Larson, and he was quite animated about racing against Kyle Larson. Didn't have all the many compliments to say about Kyle as they were racing around the racetrack, but Blaney finally got around him, and he has stepped out on Kyle Larson, feeling like the car is pretty good. It was really loose up behind Kyle Larson, but the handle appears to be better right now for Ryan Blaney, and we're going to keep an eye on the lap chimes. It's Logano, it's Byron, it's Blaney, 1, 2, 3, and we'll see how they fare. Byron and Blaney both feel like their cars are better over the long run.
Yeah, you got to believe that the communication from the spotter to Blaney is you are the fastest car on the track. We're down to 30. Go get them. And that's got to be what Ryan's going to do right now, because he is 3 seconds behind his teammate, Joey Logano, 1.8. William Byron back from Joey Logano. If you've got anything at all left in the tank, Goodyear Racing rubber, use it up right now, because we're down to 29 to go next time by.
But you have to be cautiously aggressive if you're those top three and championship contenders, because you're tiptoeing through tail markers of the field. You've got to be sure on your maneuver and where you commit to make those passes. Logano right now gets around the slower car of Kaz Grala. Then William Byron, Ryan Blaney, they're going to have to deal with all this lap traffic as well.
Let's get you outside turn number two. Mike Bagley is there. Mike, 28 laps left in the season. What do you expect?
I expect William Byron and Ryan Blaney to turn the wick up full blast, but time is running out. The question is, do they have enough time to get to Joey Logano? He doesn't have to deal with lap traffic. Logano doesn't right now, where the other two have to deal with some of the back markers.
Tim Catalfamo, what's the key to victory and a championship from your perspective?
Well, certainly keeping the track and all the other lap traffic that's on the racetrack right now out of your way and not impeding it or not having it impede your progress is going to be the key for these drivers like William Byron, Joey Logano, and Ryan Blaney. I will say, out of those three drivers, Ryan Blaney, all afternoon long, appears to have been the best at navigating through some of that slower traffic. And if this race goes green to the end, that is going to be imperative, not just for Blaney to try to run down Logano and Byron to win this championship, but whoever takes home the title this afternoon.
That is a great observation, Tim. The fastest driver on the racetrack right now is running third. It is Ryan Blaney. Remember, he was 3 seconds back. He's 2 seconds back now with 26 laps to go.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Fastest car on the racetrack continues to be Ryan Blaney. He has reeled in William Byron. Byron running second. Logano trying to run for his life. 23 to go. Next time by from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net, and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Things are changing lap after lap, maybe not for the lead, but around this racetrack. And one of the biggest changes of all happened for that runner-up spot just two laps ago, right in front of you, Alex Hayden.
Ryan Blaney was able to go to the inside and get by William Byron and drive away from him by the tone of six car lengths. Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano, Team Penske teammates, Ford Dark Horse Mustang teammates, first and second, also first and second in the championship.
2.1 seconds, the difference between Logano and his teammate Ryan Blaney. William Byron is third. Tyler Reddick is sixth. The manufacturer of Ford trying to close out a big year. Todd Gordon, they've got two Ford Mustang dark horses at the front of the field.
They do, and they've got 20 laps to go, and Ryan Blaney about a tenth, that time 2/10 faster than Joey Logano. I think this is going to be a Team Penske battle. I don't think that Joey's going to run away to hide. Ryan is on kill right now. He's wheeling this car and getting everything he can. I look for this to be a battle before we get to the checker.
It is about, a quarter length of the straightaway, the advantage for Logano over Blaney. Now, the race leader Logano off turn four, he's going to have to deal with the Chase Briscoe car and the Justin Haley machine.
They race back into turn one. Here comes Logano. He'll ease that Mustang to the bottom of the racetrack right on the yellow line. As Logano continues to deal with lap cars.
Logano goes around the machine of Corey LaJoie. He leads Ryan Blaney now by 15 car lengths.
And make no mistake about it, Blaney is definitely running him down, and he's doing it quickly. A quick look at the top 10. 17 to go. Logano, Blaney, Byron, Kyle Larson fourth, Christopher Bell fifth, Tyler Reddick doing everything he can, but time is running out. He's sixth. Bubba Wallace seventh, Chase Elliott eighth, Chris Buescher ninth, Daniel Suarez tenth, 16 to go.
As they make their way down the back straightaway, Logano in traffic again. He's cleared the Haley car. Now Chase Briscoe drifts up the track, gives free room for Joey Logano. Second place, Ryan Blaney's got three lap cars he's going to have to deal with right now.
Ryan Blaney is on the hammer, and he will have to deal with the lap traffic where Joey was having completed the pass around those three that you just mentioned, Alex. He's got free and clear racetrack in front of him.
And Chase Briscoe just went up the hill, almost got in the outside wall right in front of Ryan Blaney off turn number two. Blaney now will clear Briscoe and the machine of Justin Haley.
All right, crew chief, real quickly, you just heard the radio communication to Joey Logano trying to coach him on entry going into turn number three.
Yeah, they're looking at SMT data and look at where he's losing track to Ryan Blaney, coaching him through what they see in that piece. And Joey can, like we talked about before, got a lot of mental bandwidth. He's working on that. Ryan Blaney is now in his mirror, no lap traffic between them.
That's right, and clean racetrack for the moment in front of Logano. Blaney chops off a couple of more car lengths. It's down to eight car lengths now. Logano the leader. Blaney second. 14 laps to go to decide the championship.
Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney work through the dog leg. They'll swing it wide against the safer barrier. Logano and Blaney both go to the bottom of the racetrack in turns one and two.
If Blaney can get to the back bumper of Joey Logano, he will not race his teammate like a teammate. It'll be full contact stock car racing for the title.
Yeah, you can guarantee that, Tim. That is for sure. William Byron has faded. This is a two-car battle for the win and for the championship among teammates Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
They are separated by eight car lengths. No lap traffic to deal with. It's straight up, heads up, man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat between Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
Logano's yellow Ford Mustang hits the back straightaway, driving right into the Arizona sun, leading Blaney by five.
They will have to deal with the car of Austin Dillon and the car of Ryan Preece. They're catching them quickly across the line. 12 laps to go back to turn one.
And the separation is now six car lengths between the top two, Logano and Blaney. Ryan Preece will take his Ford to the bottom of the racetrack. The leaders will find their way to his outside.
At this pace, Ryan Blaney is going to get to Joey Logano. The question will be, what will he do when he gets there? The lead is five car lengths.
Well, he's got to get there first. He is reeling him in. There's absolutely no doubt about that. As we're down to 11, the separation appears to have stabilized, at least at the moment, six car lengths.
There is no doubt that it has stabilized. The question is, what tools does Ryan Blaney have left in the toolkit to catch a two-time champion that leads off turn two.
Logano will exit turn number two, swings his Ford Mustang right up against the blue safer barrier. Blaney does the same, pedaling for all it's worth, trying to get to Logano.
As Austin Dillon's slower car drifts wide in turn four, here comes the race leader, Joey Logano. In front of Dillon, there is a gaggle of lap traffic that these two are going to have to deal with.
At least a handful of cars that Logano will have to size up, first of which is Austin Dillon. Dillon goes way wide in turn two, and that'll give Logano the bottom of the racetrack.
Austin Dillon very gentlemanly lets Logano go by. He'll do the same for Ryan Blaney. The next car now in front of the leader will be the Jeb Burton machine.
There'll be nine laps to go now for the championship. Jeb Burton's slower car. Now, what will he do? Here comes Logano on his bumper. Ryan Blaney down to five car lengths behind.
Ryan Blaney back at it, down to five car lengths of separation. Jeb Burton goes to the top of turn one. Logano and Blaney both go to the bottom of turn two.
As they swing their way out of turn number two, they both clear the Jeb Burton car onto the back straightaway. Blaney has cut the lead to four car lengths.
Teammate title fight now down to eight laps to go. Blaney is once again reeling him in, and he's doing it in a hurry. Joey Logano across the line. Blaney just three back.
Gloves are off in Phoenix for the title. Three car lengths, now two car lengths. Blaney dives it in deep. Battle for the lead, and the championship is headed to the back straightaway.
Logano goes to the inside of the Chad Fincham car. He will clear him off turn number two. So will Ryan Blaney. They head to turn number three.
Nose to tail now in turn number three. Logano in the middle of the racetrack. Blaney cuts it to the bottom. Blaney is right underneath the rear spoiler. We're down to seven laps to go.
Ryan Blaney is on Joey Logano's back bumper. When is he going to drop the hammer and make the move? Blaney goes to the top of the racetrack. Joey Logano down to the inside off turn two.
Crowd to their feet here at Phoenix Raceway. Ryan Blaney pulls right up to the back bumper. Joey Logano looking low, but now he'll follow Logano back to the corner.
Battle for the championship. Battle for the win among teammates. Logano drifts high. Blaney looks low, not close enough to make it pass. He'll follow him through the dogleg.
Now the separation is one car length between Logano and Ryan Blaney. Lap car of Todd Gilliland ahead. Here's Blaney looking on the apron, trying to squeeze his way to the inside.
This is the closest Ryan Blaney has been. He is all over the back bumper of Joey Logano. A half a car length separating the top two for the championship.
Ryan Blaney has run Joey Logano down from 4 seconds. He'll go to the outside. Show Logano the move. Nothing there. Logano leads them as we have five laps to go.
Joey Logano is making that Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang awfully wide. Blaney's got no recourse but to take it to the top of the racetrack. He's going to dive in the corner. Blaney's going to cut it to the inside, but it won't work.
Blaney lost a little bit of ground. Logano now pulls ahead by a car length and a half. Make it two car lengths to lead for Logano.
Boy, somebody better check on Roger Penske. There is nobody going to lift. Nobody's going to give an inch. Down to four to go. Two car length separation among the two Fords.
Now Logano will get a three car length advantage. Ryan Blaney lost real estate that time through. Let's see how he's going to make it back up. Now down to two car lengths as Logano's back on the hammer.
Logano exits turn number two, leading Ryan Blaney this time down the back straightaway by three car lengths. Blaney looks like he's been running out of time.
And these two, depending on how hard they race each other, 4 seconds back in third is another championship four contender. That's William Byron. Three laps to go in Phoenix.
Blaney just took it to the apron of the dogleg, trying everything he can to get back to the back bumper of Joey Logano. It won't work this time. Still, Logano's lead is three car lengths.
Logano with a little bit of breathing room. Now back to Ryan Blaney as they hit the back straightaway. It's now two car lengths. Blaney giving it one more gas.
2 laps, 2 miles remain for the top two here at Phoenix, and they've got twos on the side of their car. The 22 of Joey Logano across the line in front of the 12 of Ryan Blaney. Blaney trying to make a move.
Blaney all the way to the apron. Blaney's going to send it hard into turn number one. He takes it up the racetrack. He is two car lengths behind Logano, and Blaney's going to try him again. Lap traffic ahead.
Lots of lap traffic now ahead for the leaders as they hit the back straightaway. It's Logano. Ryan Blaney separated by a car length.
J.J. Yaley gets out of the way. Here comes Logano. Here comes Blaney. White flag is in the air. One lap to go to find out who will be the champion of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Joey Logano goes to the apron and the dog leg. Ryan Blaney stays on the track. Final time through turns one and two. Blaney overdrives the corner. Almost hits the wall in turn two.
Logano now has three car lengths. That may have been it for Ryan Blaney. Logano halfway down the back straightaway thunders into three.
Final time off of turn number four for Joey Logano, but Blaney with one more shot. It won't be enough. Joey Logano takes the checkered flag. Joey Logano takes the championship for the third time in his career. Joey Logano has won the NASCAR championship race here at Phoenix. Congratulations to Joey Logano over Blaney, Byron, Larson, and Bell. Chris Wilner, let the celebration begin.
Oh, the waterworks here in Victory Lane as the entire crew is out on the pit box celebrating, giving hugs as Team Penske does it. 1-2 in the championship, and Paul Wolf gets his another championship here as the crew chief for Joey Logano. Paul, I heard Coleman Presley say you got to earn it. What was it like watching that final run?
Well, you just saw the best two going at it, right? And all we could ask for as a company is to bring two cars here and battle for it at the end, and we did. And Joey showed what he's made of right there. He did it all weekend like we've seen in the past. Unbelievable.
Congratulations. That's crew chief Paul Wolf. Joey Logano, now a three-time Cup Series champion, as the crew brings the championship flag out of pit road to celebrate with their driver.
They absolutely do. It is an even year. It's 2024. Logano's won his three championships on even years. Also, Joey Logano's won the championship when he's won stage number one. Joey Logano also has won the first race of the round of eight in all three of his championship years. Joey Logano is the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Joey Logano adds a third exclamation point to his Hall of Fame career. He's now a three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. Joey Logano is celebrating the win today. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
What a smoke show that was by Joey Logano. He has just brought the Shell, Pennzoil, Ford, Mustang, Dark Horse to the start-finish line. The championship flag draped over the left rear tire. Shuts it down, climbs out of the race car. Here comes Joey Logano to the roof, and the crowd responds. A sold-out crowd here at the Phoenix Raceway celebrating with Joey Logano. He's done it again, Todd Gordon.
Yeah, this is classic Joey Logano. Classic Joey Logano. Put himself in position. Paul got him in position. They did a great job on a restart and battled his teammate out. You know, Roger's got to be really proud of his whole program with Joey and Ryan battling hard there at the end, and Joey just pulling it out again. It's an even year. You talked about it, Alex.
Yeah, the championship four. Logano wins the race in the championship. Ryan Blaney was second in the championship and the race. Finishing third in the race in the championship was William Byron. Tyler Reddick, the fourth championship four driver, finishes today's race in the number six spot. Fourth in the race was Kyle Larson, and rounding out the top five was Christopher Bell.
Jeanne Kerkelaide is here with Ford Motor Company, and you know that her and her team are celebrating another championship. This is the 12th time a Ford driver has won the Cup Series championship, and Todd, they're beginning to make a habit of it the last 3 years in a row.
Yeah, they've won all three championships in the next-gen car. Chris Wilner, you're down there.
Well, we're going to visit with our first championship Ford driver that came up just short, finishing third, is William Byron. A little bit of a different pit strategy call for Rudy Fugel later in the race, but how would you describe the run to the end? Did you feel like you maybe with a late yellow could have had something there at the end for those two?
I don't know. I know that our team, we worked really hard all day and felt like maximized for the most part what we had. So just didn't quite have enough. Those guys were just faster than us, and we could we just would kind of have a short little surge there in the middle part of the run, and they start to drive away on the short and the long run. So just didn't have enough, but really, really proud of our team. Fought hard. Great strategy there in the third stage to do something different, and just didn't have enough.
Congratulations on a great season. That's William Byron coming home third in the championship once again here after finishing P3.
Certainly disappointed, but they are Daytona 500 champions, William Byron, and that entire team led by Rudy Fugel. They gave it a valiant effort today as they brought that race car home in the number three position. We had 16 lead changes in today's race among nine different drivers. Christopher Bell led the most laps today. He led a total of 143. Joey Logano was second on the lap leader count. He led 107 laps. William Byron led 19. Back to Chris Wilner.
Tyler Reddick climbing out of the race car, finishing sixth today. A bid for a championship will have to wait another year. Tyler, looked like you were just in the top 10. You were in the game, but wasn't enough to get up toward the front. What were you struggling with all afternoon?
Yeah, it's, you know, I feel like we kept making our balance on the Spies Camry better and better. Yeah, just, you know, it was a bit telling there in stage two when we had that really good restart and got to the 24 or the 12 and the 22. It just, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're really doing anything much different. They just, they're able to get away from us after a while. So obviously we have things to learn from. We have the offseason to look at it and think about what we could do differently. What can we do going forward? So we come back here in the spring and put some work into it, obviously, in this off season, and try better here in the spring. So we'll take it. It was a good year for us. Won in the right moments. We were just hoping a little bit more of that magic today, and wasn't meant to be.
Tyler Reddick, guys, finishing sixth this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Blowing the rear tires off his Ford Mustang just moments ago was Joey Logano as he celebrated his championship. He's out of the car. Race winner, champion, Joey Logano is with Steve Post.
Joey Logano down here picks up the win here, his third championship, one of only 10 drivers to win three championships. Joey, first off, want to talk a little about the race, but big picture, one of only 10 drivers to win the third championship. Just kind of describe how that makes you feel to put you in the elite category that you are now in.
I mean, it's special for sure, but it's just, I can't help but think about everybody that this affects even more so than just a stat like that. This is, everyone works so hard. There's so many important things that happen when you win a championship, and so much, it affects so many people's lives that, you know, two or three or four or five, whatever, it's the fact that this affects a lot of people. That's what I care about the most. That's me getting a little older and caring about others more, but it's definitely, that's probably the thing that comes back to my mind about the amount of people that this affects, especially with a 1-2 with Blaney like that. 1-2 in the race and 1-2 in the championship. I mean, can you ask for anything more?
You've been very bold this week about how good you felt. Was there specific things that made you feel this good about your effort here this weekend?
Our team's better under pressure. That's all that matters to me. That's how we show up in the playoffs, and it matters.
Most important, we'll get away with it here in a little bit, but Brittany is in here. Hudson, Jameson, Amelia are in here celebrating with their dad down here as they celebrate down here. Catch another word with Joey just a little bit, but folks, this is far more important down here. Just literally a beautiful family moment for the Logano family as they're down here. Kids, I'm not sure what they're understanding here. Hudson knows what's going on down here. Amelia is down here as well. Jameson down here taking it all in and just enjoying this time with their dad, the three-time champion. Oh, they're going to take a run up the racetrack. I think they're going to go get a flag down here as they make a run up the racetrack here. Joey Logano and the family going up the speedway here to get, I believe, the checkered flag. And, as a matter of fact, Hudson's going to run right up and grab that flag. Hudson's going to grab the flag and celebrate here with his dad, Joey Logano, the three-time champion here, as a special, special moment down here for the Logano family as they make their way back down the racetrack. Joey, I do want to ask about that restart at the end and Ryan Blaney closing in. Just walk us through the final laps of that one, the restart, and being able to hang on for the win.
Yeah, just, the restart was everything. Getting a good start and getting cleared quick, and the 12 got Meyer back there a little bit. I knew he's the fastest car, and I knew that when we came here that he was going to be wicked fast and hard to beat. But we're getting
we had to outrace him. And I knew that coming into it. I said, I got to outsmart him. I got to outrace him because I know he's got speed. And the 22 team did that. Showed up under pressure.
Your family, what does that mean, Joey?
This is don't pick your nose. this is what it's all about, man. It's the best part is seeing the people you love when you accomplish something like this. So just so special.
So special. There's tears down here on that one. Start talking about family, and Joey Logano is choked up down here. Roger Penske down here. He's making the trip over to catch up with his driver. Here's Tim Cindric down here and a lot of the executives for Team Penske. Roger Penske getting a hug in here. Oh, my gosh. Roger, three straight championships here, and your two cars running for the front. What was that like?
Well, I was worried they were going to get together there at the end, but I think Joe had a little bit left there, and Ryan did a great job because he was held up a little bit there at the beginning. But great racing all day long. I can only thank everybody upstairs for tremendous. And these Ford engines and obviously our Shell sponsor. Think about that. They're on the card Indy for the 500 and for here. So pretty good day.
Three straight championships. What does that say about the men and women you have hired in Mooresville, North Carolina?
Well, it's all about the people. You know, my name might be on the door, but it's all about the people who make the difference, and we sure have them on this team.
Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you, Val. Thank you.
Roger Penske, team owner down here, Team Penske. It's a fifth championship. Tom Logano is in here. His mom is in here right now. Debbie Logano is down here. There are all kinds of tears down here. Yes, absolutely, as they celebrate down here and make their way around. Tom, I want to grab you a little bit. Years and years ago, you left Connecticut with your little guy and went Bandolero racing. You went Bandolero racing in Atlanta, Georgia. What's this like to be the father of a three-time champ?
I'll tell you, from a garbage man up in Connecticut to come down south here and race with that kid, and he's just a great person, more than even a great race car driver. What he does for his foundation and all is awesome, and he's just a great kid, which makes me more proud than this moment right now.
Congratulations, Dad.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank
Tom Logano down here, the proud father. They got rid of everything they had in Connecticut. They sacrificed it all for Joey, and he is now a three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
He is indeed. Congratulations to Joey Logano. When there's the highest of highs, there's some dejection as well. Dylan Welch.
And Ryan Blaney comes home in the second spot. Valiantly fought, no doubt, and has taken a moment to collect his breath and get some fluids in you. Just physically gassed after this race. I mean, what was the most challenging part of today for you?
The last run. Just trying to get to Joey and having to work, you know, super hard to try to get by a couple guys before I could run him down. And just took me too long. You know, the restart didn't work out for me. And then it just took me too long. Kind of when I got to ended up fourth and Joey leading, it just took me so long to pass the 5 and the 24. And Joey was a long ways away. So, yeah, just and then I didn't really have anything. When I ran him down, I had to run so hard. So really proud of the effort. Just, the restart just didn't really go away. And just took me too long to get back there. But proud of our effort. Happy we got a Penske 1-2. And happy for the 22 team and Joey and Paul Wolf and those guys. Super proud of my team, too, for the whole year. I mean, I feel like we had one of the fastest cars, you know, all year. And it really showed. And just, just didn't quite work.
When you start to run Joey down like that, you can see him getting closer and closer. How much does that galvanize you? How much does that push you to just keep going?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, I didn't know if I'd get there. And I knew once it was going to be a tall task when I got there because, you know, they start the air game and things like that. And definitely difficult, but you just keep going. And you just hope to get close and then have a shot.
He gave it his all today. There is absolutely zero doubt about that. Ryan Blaney comes home in the second spot.
Just a class individual as well. Talking with Ryan Blaney, it's time now to pick our Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Todd, is there even a doubt?
No, you can't. I mean, you put yourself, as Paul Wolf talked about, he put himself in position. I talked about it in my keys to the race, taking advantage of restarts. Joey Logano did that. Got himself out to a lead, maximized his day. That's got to go to Paul Wolf, Joey Logano, the whole Shell Pennzoil team of the 22.
I agree with you. The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano and the entire Penske organization. Just like Joey, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
NASCAR.com/mobile.
The NASCAR Cup Series season is in the books, and here's how they wrapped up in the championship race.
Joey Logano is the one who is celebrating with all of the hardware. He wins the race. He wins the championship over his teammate, Ryan Blaney. William Byron's effort came up just short. He was third. Kyle Larson, fourth. Christopher Bell, fifth. Tyler Reddick gave it a run, but he'll end up today sixth. In front of Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, and Daniel Suarez.
Denny Hamlin settled for 11th. Noah Gregson was 12th. Austin Cindric was 13th. Alex Bowman was 14th. Brad Keselowski finished 15th, and Harrison Burton 16th. Martin Truex Jr. in his final race as a full-time driver finishes in the 17th spot. Carson Hocevar was 18th. Ross Chastain 19th. And Todd Gilliland was 20th.
And the streak for Kyle Busch, Alex Hayden, comes to an end at 19. He does not win a race in 2024. Eric Jones finished right behind him in 22nd. Daniel Hemric, 23rd. 24th to Josh Berry. Derek Krause, 25th. Jimmy Johnson, 7-time champion, 26th here this afternoon. Austin Dillon, Justin Haley, Chase Briscoe, and John Hunter Nemechek round out the top 30.
Michael McDowell was 31st. Corey LaJoie was 32nd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 33rd. 34th was Kaz Grala. 35th, J.J. Yaley, 36th. Ryan Preece was 37th. Jeb Burton finished 38th. Zane Smith, 39th. And Ty Gibbs finished 40th. 2024, Todd Gordon is in the books. Is it too soon to start looking ahead to the Daytona 500?
No, not at all. That's the next race on the schedule. So let's look forward to what we're going to see there. I'm looking forward to getting that clash at Bowman Gray Stadium a couple weeks before that. Really, this offseason, we call it the offseason. It's a non-racing season. Brad Gilley and I will talk about that, but it's very short. You've got to start preparing for next season.
Absolutely right, and we look forward to that. First, it'll be the clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. That'll be first up. Of course, we'll have our induction ceremony for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Some of the greats, Ralph Moody, Carl Edwards, Ricky Rudd, will be forever enshrined at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Go on their website if you want to come out and join us for that induction ceremony. Well, it's been the pleasure of a lifetime to work with you, Jeff, for 30 years. Turns, pit road, and especially here in the booth, as a professional, you made me a better broadcaster. As a human, you made me a better person.
I thought it was supposed to be me that chokes up. Thank you, buddy. I love you. That is Alex Hayden. It'll be Mike Bagley in this seat next year. And I just want to say thank you to Craig Moore. And we'll get to you in a minute, Alex. Thank you to Craig Moore. I appreciate everything you did. Steve Fridley, our broadcast engineer, thank you. Especially to Ryan Horn, our producer, our boss, our mentor. Along with Julian Council, Trey Downey, and Pat Jaggers. They are the producers. Thank you to our president, Chris Schwartz. The great turn announcers on the Motor Racing Network, Dave Moody, Kyle Rickey, Dan Hubbard, and Kurt Becker, our turn announcers that are not here, Kim Kuhn and Jason Toy. Thank you to all of you with the Motor Racing Network, and especially the team that's here with me as I wrap up this career. I want to thank Steve Post, Dylan Welch, and Chris Wilner down on pit road. Mike Bagley had the calls for you out in turn number two. Tim Cattelfommel, we're going to hear a lot from him next year. He had you covered out in turn number three. Todd Gordon, we'll see you down the road. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you for all you've done in making my 3 years up here as special as they've been.
And to my broadcast partner, going to miss you, my friend. So that is going to do it for us. A tremendous 2024 season wraps up here this afternoon in the valley just outside of downtown Phoenix, the Phoenix Raceway. We congratulate Joey Logano. What a career. What a win. His 36th career win happens at Phoenix this afternoon. Joey Logano is a 3-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. Good night, everybody.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series Championship has come to you from Phoenix Raceway. Brought to you by Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR. Member FDIC. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR. Invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By Busch Light. Cold and smooth and waiting for you, race fans. That's Busch Light. by Craftsman. Shop for special deals at Ace Hardware. Visit craftsman.com/deal of the race. By eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. By National Debt Relief, helping you become debt-free. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Progressive, save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By official NASCAR partner, Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Phoenix Raceway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. This broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn, associate producer Trey Downey, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, studio engineer Andy Pachenik, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz.